It makes sense for Rashford because he obviously will move away from Manchester, who's becoming a toxic environment for him, and he will be a step up.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Koigig Pod on Off the Ball in association with Cadbury, official snack partner of the Republic of Ireland women's national team.
Katie McCabe, a huge, huge goal.
I'm very proud of the team's performance.
We're going to go out there to beat them. We're going to try and beat them.
Hello and welcome to another very special episode of the Koigig Podcast. You all thought that we wouldn't be back here until next week with the Women's Super League returning this weekend, but we have an extra special episode for you today after the announcement of a new women's national team manager in Carla Ward. Now, anyone who's listened to Koigig or even Off the Ball over the last while will know that I have been a firm favourite for Carla Ward to get this job. I said originally that I thought it would show massive ambition from the FAI if they did go for a manager of her calibre, and I don't know if they're fans of the podcast or if they're fans of my Twitter, but they heeded that advice and she is the new manager who will take Ireland on the journey in League B and hopefully qualify for the 2027 World Cup. For those of you that are maybe new coming to Carla as a player or as a manager, she started off her managing career with Sheffield United as a player manager. She then moved on to Birmingham when the club was in pretty dire straits at the time. There was a letter written to the club's hierarchy from the players complaining about the fact that they weren't getting all the things that they needed. And then she went to Aston Villa, and over her course there, she led them to their highest ever finish in the league of fifth place, led them to a cup semi-final. And it was a bit of a shock when she left the club there, I think, for all involved. But she opted to do so because she felt like she wasn't getting time to spend with her family. And as she said at her unveiling today, when she's in a project, she is all in. So this is a really exciting appointment from the FAI. And I was very fortunate to catch up with her earlier on the pitch at the Aviva. So please do have a listen and enjoy. Carla, you're very welcome to Dublin. How are you feeling today?
Excited, yeah, looking forward to it. I think the Irish have been unbelievable since I've got here a couple of days ago. So, yeah, I'm very excited, to say the least.
What is it about this project in particular that kind of enticed you? Because you did say once you left Aston Villa that international job was something you'd be interested in, but the Irish project?
Irish project, I think if you look at all the projects I've entered, you know, trying to maximise the potential of a group of players that have got a willingness and a passion to get to a World Cup. And I think for me, I want to get out to a World Cup. I'd love to take Ireland to a World Cup. And yeah, it was a perfect opportunity for me.
And you had the experience with the US Women's National Team during the summer. What did that teach you, I suppose, about international coaching?
Yeah, it was interesting. I've been asked that a few times, and I think it's, you know, how to simplify it, how to get a message across because you have limited time on the grass. So that was really important, how you can continue to get those messages in. So, yeah, look, I took an awful lot, and I will continue to take an awful lot from Emma as well.
I thought it was really interesting you were saying in the press conference about the importance of getting on the ground, seeing players, whether it's England, but also over here, and making sure that players know that your team is accessible and you want them to be able to come to you or to see the young talent. How do you see that working for you?
Yeah, I think, look, first and foremost, the camp's around the corner, so the focus right this moment is going to have to be Camp 1 and what we've got available. But, you know, the League of Ireland hasn't started now until March, so the idea will be to get into clubs, have a look at them. We're going to be back and forth. We've got a very strong staffing group that will make sure that we've got eyes across everything and everywhere, because that's going to be really important, particularly for the future of the Irish squad and the Irish game.
And where the squad is at the moment, it's obviously a disappointing couple of months. They're going to need a lift. It's perhaps not the most exciting of games compared to some of the ones that they have played in the last year. So obviously exciting for you and exciting to see a new era coming in. But how do you plan on going about, I suppose, bringing everyone back together and bringing that excitement back to the squad?
Yeah, look, I think when you meet Marnie as well, he's quite similar to me. We're quite a lot of energy. We like to do things with our smile on our face. We have to just remind them why they love playing for Ireland, because this group of players loves playing for their country. So it's reminding them of that. And also getting, I think when new ideas come in, naturally people step up. Everyone wants a shirt. So it doesn't matter who it is, whether it's Turkey, the US, England, you know, everyone I have absolutely no doubt doubt will step up.
And in terms of the team that you have there, Alamahan, Emma Byrne as well, who is obviously a legend of the WSL, what are you most excited about for working with the two of them?
I think just experience. You know, they have different qualities. I think between the entire staffing group, we have different qualities. So, yeah, look, Emma's great. I've worked with her at Sky as well, and we have a really good, you know, bond and a good time. And I think Marnie is just someone that we've bounced off for many, many years. I think he's an exceptional coach. I mean, everybody knows in England he's arguably one of the best coaches, and the fact that he's Irish from Dublin and play for the Republic of Ireland is huge. Mm.
And looking at the games that are coming up, Turkey first and then over to Koper in Slovenia, there's a little bit of a leadership gap in the team with the retirements of Nifahi and Diane Caldwell. Lots of exciting players to jump in there too. The question is always going to be about who is going to start in that attack, how it's going to look. Yeah. What are some of the things that you would like to bring to this team on the pure footballing side?
Yeah, I think just a way of playing. I think it'll be a different way of playing. I think it's different to what they've been used to. But when you talk about a leadership gap, it's an opportunity, right? An opportunity for players to step into those positions, step into those roles and give them that exposure. And I think that naturally breeds, you know, a togetherness and a quality where, you know, players stepping up when they probably have left it to others. So, yeah, look, it's an opportunity is what I would say.
Mm. There's lots of young exciting players in the squad too who are maybe not getting quite the chance at the moment that we hoped they would. Are you looking forward to working with them, bringing through, thinking of Erin McLaughlin, just moved over, got her start there the other night, Abby Larkin as well, Jessie Stapleton, they've all kind of stood up for Ireland in the last while.
Yeah, you've got some good quality, you know, and you know, Tara Hanlon as well, Jessie Stapleton, you've got some good quality youngsters, and I've already spoke to both their managers in the last 24 hours and, you know, I'll be trying to get into club to see them as much as possible. So these are all players that we have to keep our eyes on, make sure that we're looking not just at them but working with them, with their clubs, to make sure that we're continuing to develop them, because like I said, that's going to be hugely important.
And in terms of your own coaching development, Jodie, you're currently doing your pro license. Where are you on that?
So it actually starts this month, but I'm missing the first block because of this period. But yeah,
we won't tell your teachers.
No, I don't think they know, actually, after last night. So, yeah, it'll be next month, end of February, after the next camp that we started. But, yeah, can't wait to get going on that.
And you said as well earlier about how much you love getting into a group of players, really cementing yourself in there, but also building those bonds. How do you normally go about that?
I think understanding people, understanding, you know, how we get the best out of them, understanding, you know, what makes them tick, how we can help them as people. And I think that's really important. I think with anything in life, right, whether it's football, business, life, I think you have to understand the why. And I think they need to feel that we're going to help them and do anything for them and run through brick walls for them.
Mm. And we've seen how well Julianne Russell has integrated into the camp alongside Baby Rosie, of course, who kind of became the hero of Irish football last year. And you have your own experiences of being a mother in football. Can you talk a little bit about that and just what supports, I suppose, you want to add on to? Because I know there was a lot of supports put in place by the FAI.
Yeah, I want to continue that for Julianne. And I reached out to her last night to talk mum to mum, really, and just to ensure her that, you know, I'm fully on board with that, and also Rosie needs to introduce my little girl to the squad, so so that helps. But I think we have to help mums in the best possible way. I know how challenging it is, how difficult it is, so in any which way you can help mums or those wanting to be mums, I think that's also important. So it's best job in the world, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it's important.
Yeah, it's not exactly a binary at all, especially in the modern day and age. And like, in terms of where this squad are now, I think there's probably a bit of a feeling that since we didn't beat Wales, that World Cup qualification feels very far away and very difficult, maybe compared to what the Euros qualification route was. What would you like to say to fans who are sitting at home thinking that at the moment?
We've got to break it down, right? So we've got 6 games coming up before June, and we have to win those games to make sure we qualify at the Nations League. So you have to look at it now. We can't think about the World Cup. We've got to think about that moment, and then you build on from there. And I think that you have to really zoom in on the here and the now rather than looking too far ahead.
Mm. And any other just general messages that you'd like to send to the fans about what to expect from the Carl Awards tenure?
A passionate, fun energy. I think anyone that knows me or seen me at club, that's exactly what they'll get. But they'll get someone that wholeheartedly cares about individuals and wants to make sure that we look after people, and I'll be no different here.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Also speaking today was David Carell and Mark Canham from the FAI. And I have a little bit here from the press conference where they talk about why they chose Carla Ward exactly. Sadly, I was not given a name drop, but it's fine. I don't hold any grudges about that. but they just talked about how she was the standout candidate from the very start. It's going to be a really interesting coaching lineup with Carla in there with Alan Madden, who worked as a former Ireland international, first of all, but also worked with Man City women for years, is a really, really knowledgeable guy. And of course, our old friend of the Koi Gig podcast, we were maybe hoping that we might get her back on the podcast if she wasn't sticking with the national team. But she is. Emma Byrne is staying in there as goalkeeping coach. And obviously, we're absolutely delighted for her, a well-deserved place within the squad. So this is what David Carell and Mark Canham had to say about the appointment of Carla Ward.
Good afternoon. You're all very welcome here today as we officially unveil the new head coach of our women's national team, Carla Ward. This is a very important position in Irish sport. It is also an exciting appointment for the association and Irish football. Carla was the outstanding candidate, and we are thrilled that she's with us. She possesses the perfect blend of expertise and experience to deliver on our ambition to qualify for major tournaments, compete against the best teams in the world, and continue growing support for the women's game in Ireland. I would like to thank my fellow members of the recruitment panel, Paul Cook, Paddy Bonner, Laura Finnegan, Mark Canham, and Aoife Rafferty. We have run a thorough and confidential process which resulted in us appointing the best candidate to take the team forward. Carla is widely respected and a popular figure in football. I've been really impressed with her ambitions for the role, and I am excited at what she can bring to this team and to Irish football. She has the full support of everyone at the association, and I have no doubt our wider football family as well. I look forward to our fans giving her a warm Irish welcome as we kick off our 2025 season and her tenure in the Nations League next month. I'm going to pass now to Mark, who's going to offer some further background on the detail of the appointment process. Congrats to Carla.
Thanks.
Thank you, David, and good afternoon, everyone. We're absolutely delighted to unveil Carla Ward as our new head coach to you, the Irish media, and also the public here today. As David mentioned, the head coach of the women's national team is one of the most important roles in Irish sport. It's also a crucial period for the team as they embark on the new Nations League this year and prepare for the World Cup qualifying campaign. Our number one objective is to qualify for the World Cup in Brazil in 2027. And with Carla at the helm, we believe we're going to give ourselves the best chance of achieving this ambition. Carla was the outstanding candidate in the process, and we're really excited to what she will bring to the role. She has recent international experience with the USA as a technical advisor, working alongside Emma Hayes at the 2024 Olympics, where the US team claimed gold. She also has significant experience at club level, in particular working with Aston Villa, Birmingham and Sheffield United. Looking at her club experience, what really stood out for us was a clear track record of working with teams and maximising their potential. Some examples where Carla led Sheffield United to the highest ever finish of second in the FA Women's Championship. At Birmingham City, maintained the club's WSL Women's Super League status, and she guided Aston Villa to their highest ever finish of fifth in the Women's Super League. That demonstrated to us that she can unify a group of players, get them to buy in and get the very best out of them. Carla is very clear in her convictions, but also very collaborative and open to other views and ideas, which is really important to us. She's very familiar with a lot of our players and worked with many of them previously. We have a great group of players who are very proud, who are playing for Ireland, who we are very proud of, and who have great potential now and in the future. The existing culture and environment are very strong, and we believe that Carla is the coach that can build on this further and take us to the next level on the pitch. We're also very pleased that Emma Byrne, our record appearance holder, will continue on the coaching staff as goalkeeping coach. In addition, we are delighted to announce that Alan Mahan, as assistant coach, a former Ireland international, a fantastic person and coach, highly respected, and has significant experience of coaching at the elite level with Man City over the last decade, and will be an excellent addition to the team. Finally from me, we're thrilled to welcome Carla and excited at what she'll bring to our senior women's team, the Association Irish Football and Women and Girls Football in Ireland. I know this is a very proud day for Carla and her family, and I know how determined she is to succeed in her role. She'll be getting straight to business and starting preparation for the Nations League games this next month, and thank you very much.
Yeah, so pretty obvious that they're pretty happy with who they have got in there. I mean, there's not much more to say from all I've seen on Twitter. Everyone seems pretty happy with Carla as the appointment. I know there has been some other things going on in Irish football today, in particular with Colin Healy's statement. Do keep an eye on Off the Ball and the Koi Gig podcast as we will continue to update you on that story. You can find the full press conference wherever you get your podcasts and also on the Off the Ball YouTube if you want to hear what Mark Canham and David Carell had to say about the statement and about their own interactions with Colin Healy. It's really worth a full listen through for yourself so you can come to your own conclusion about everything that happened between them. And I'm sure this is the sort of story that's going to rumble on for a little while. But for now, on the Koi Gig side of things, we are going to bask in the glow of a new manager and of the potential of a World Cup in a couple of years' time. And we will be back next week with our first Women's Super League podcast of the season. We will have our Team of the Week returning. There are some tasty fixtures up this weekend to kind of get us all back into the glow of things. We have Liverpool taking on Brighton, Everton, Aston Villa, Tottenham, Leicester City, Arsenal, Crystal Palace, West Ham playing Chelsea, and then the Manchester Derby with City taking on United. There's also been a lot of transfer news over the last couple of weeks with some players moving around the Irish League and also abroad in the WSL. So we will look at all that. And of course, talk about those very sad retirements that happened over the last couple of weeks as well, with Niamh Fahey and Deanne Caldwell both stepping away from the team. Although, judging by Carla Ward's presser today, she seemed keen to keep them involved in some way if there was any interest for them to be involved. So watch that space. It was a hint rather than a clear statement, but don't think anyone would be too surprised if we didn't see them in some sort of coaching role in the coming years. The Koi Gig Pod is brought to you by Cadbury, official snack partner to the Republic of Ireland women's national team. If you want to get in touch with us, you can do so on X at the Koi Gig Pod, or you can tweet at myself or get me on Instagram, wherever is easiest. Thank you very much for listening, and I will chat to you all again next week.
The Koi Gig Pod on Off the Ball, in association with Cadbury, official snack partner of the Republic of Ireland women's national team.